Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. In our defense, they did leave us unsupervised. The show starts now.
Sons of Scotland, I am William Wallace.
William Wallace is 7 feet tall.
Yes, I've heard. Kills men by the hundred. And if he were here, he'd consume the English with fireballs from his eyes and bolts of lightning from his arse. I am William Wallace. And I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny. You've come to fight as free men. And free men you are. What will you do with that freedom? Will you fight? Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live. At least a while. And dying in your beds many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives? But they'll never take our freedom!
I know, long intro today, but you know what? I had to play the speech. I mean, look what's going on in Scotland. People might get saddish from feelings. And so, you know, they're putting under investigation and confiscating property like we talked about yesterday for anybody that, speaks ill will or insults somebody. So on with us is, I have Uncle Milty. How are you?
I'm good. I just am amazed how much changed in 720 years in Scotland.
Stop. We have Chris Ann Hall. I know it's like the loudest nation on, most aggressive in your face nation on earth. And that's the nation they do that to. Everything's an insult. It's insult palooza. We have Chris Ann Hall, our constitutional expert and attorney. How are you, dear Chris Ann?
I am fabulous. How are you?
I'm good. So, oh my gosh, where do we start?
Was that a yawn? Oh my gosh.
No, not a yawn. Did you yawn?
No, I didn't.
No, don't do that.
Oh, freedom. Hey. Oh.
Well, a yawn beats what we usually hear.
Oh, gosh, not that topic again.
By this freedom.
He's already fallen asleep.
You know, that's what it really is, because I'm just... People are tired of having to self-govern, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so because you have a whole segment of population, which is just not here leftist or in America, it's really around the world because it is a global movement.
Right.
Marxism is a global movement coming from, you know, Munich and the colleges over there and all that crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then now you have an entire generation of people who are just exhausted by liberty, so they don't want to have any opportunity for anything. We just have to empower kings to rule over us again.
And it's fatigue.
And what's crazy is it's like they're cutting to the chase. They're not asking for benevolent kings. They just want straight up dictators.
Yep.
We're almost so fatigued we don't care, right? I mean, it's fatigue worthy now. So it's like a death by a thousand cuts. Yeah.
Well, yeah, and I mean, and it's bipartisan, too. I mean, it's why you can see there's such low voter turnout and that sort of thing. And I think one of the most predominant feelings that I get as I travel the country, and I just got back from Kansas. Before that, I was in Latvia. This weekend, I'll be in Tampa. Mm-hmm. Next weekend, I'll be in Hawaii. The weekend after that, I'll be in Springfield, Missouri, and Northwest Arkansas. And the most predominating feeling I get from the people around America is I'm just overwhelmed. I don't know what to do about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
and that's why I'm so excited to be here, and I'm so excited to be what we're doing, because what we do, Kate, and this is what I've really, really can be convinced about, what we do is we empower people.
Yeah.
We empower people to not feel helpless, overwhelmed, and powerless.
Amen.
Because we're not.
Amen.
It's actually a narrative. It's actually a propaganda to make us feel what's not real.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. Everything we see is not real today. There are not 37 genders or 250,000 genders. There are two. You don't get to choose whether you're a boy or a girl. That's done when you, you know.
And climate change. Climate change isn't warming us up.
Climate change, it's not real. We don't need to declare national emergencies for an eclipse. Yeah. I'm just wondering why we forgot how to drive in the dark. And so
for 2 seconds.
It's for 2 seconds. So the crazy thing is we are really, really have been driven to the point where we feel overwhelmed by a predominant narrative of powerlessness, and we've got to resist it. We really have to do.
I so agree.
Because these things can't be taken away from us. Right. That's why the propaganda makes us surrender them.
Amen, Sister Uncle Milty.
You know, the other thing people don't seem to realize anymore is that these tyrant rulers throughout history are not just happy being tyrants. They end up loving to kill people, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, look at think about the most evil king England has ever known. I mean, we don't have to go to Stalin and Mao Zedong and Mussolini, right?
Right.
Just hop on over to England, because we don't talk about that. The most tyrannical king England ever knew was John in 1200, who was, cutting tongues out of people, severing hands, feet, even executing people for simply not being able to pay their taxes.
Yep.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
So, I, you know, when you think about over history, the dictatorship, right, what they do, and again, there's this really great video that's put out by the John Birch Society about what real political governments really are. Dictatorships are just an illusion in and of themselves. There's no such thing as a dictator. A dictator, there's never in the history of mankind been a dictator or a king working alone. The only form of government that has ever been something that has been a true stable form of government, well, there's only two stable forms of government, and those are an oligarchy and a republic.
Absolutely.
If you have a dictator, you don't have a dictator. You have an oligarchy, because it's the oligarchy driving the dictator.
Well, Rome was overthrown, I mean, at some point, right? So it doesn't, we are going to be the people that solve this problem. We're going to be the ones. Yesterday I mentioned Vietnam.
Yeah,
you know, Vietnam War ended because the troops, one of the biggest reasons was because the troops finally said, we're not doing this anymore for the reasons that you put us here. We're just not.
Exactly. And that's why, you know, when Samuel Adams said that no people will tamely surrender their liberties nor be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. Yeah. He said, on the contrary, when the people become universally ignorant and debauched in their manner, they will sink underneath their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. The solution is not, I don't want to take anybody off, but the solution is not Donald Trump in the White House. The solution is an educated, united, moral people.
Yeah.
That's the solution.
Because
we are a republic. We are not an oligarchy. Oligarchy is a top-down government. We are a republic. We are a bottom-up government, which means we, the people, are the power in government. And that's why they have to sow that narrative about we're too stupid to understand the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
We're too dumb. We don't even know anything. And then we have to hate each other so we don't unite.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just... we have the LibertyFirstSociety.com where we teach all of this, which is just amazing to me, because if you have this information, Kate, and I know you do, let me ask you this question.
Sure.
Isn't it impossible not to see where things are going? And isn't it impossible not to have the solutions obvious when you have, as Samuel Adams called, knowledge and virtue?
Yes.
That's the crazy thing. People say, what do we do? I'm like, dude, just get the knowledge and the solutions will be so stinking obvious. You'll
so
know
true.
Exactly what to do, and you know how to get people together to get it done.
Yes.
That is the power.
Yes, as obvious as COVID is in 2024, the lie that it was, it's that obvious. I mean, you can't get more obvious.
It is that obvious.
I know. And
well,
you know,
have the Democrats now. Sorry, I'm
No, go ahead. Democrats now what? What? No, please.
You got the Democrats now trying to talk Sotomayor to get off the bench, right?
Mm.
Because they don't want a Democrat. Mm. They don't want a leftist activist judge
right.
to do what Ginsburg did and die on the bench, mm-hmm. right? While there's a Republican. Now, they don't care if she dies on the bench tomorrow, right? Because, right. well, maybe because Biden's on his way out. But and that's the funny part. I hope I don't forget that part. But anyway, they want her to not die on the bench when there's a Republican on in the White House.
Yep.
Well, guess what? If we actually elected judges that were, if we actually selected judges that were not political but constitutional, it wouldn't matter.
Exactly.
And then secondly, if we realized that presidents don't appoint justices, the Senate does, mm-hmm. then we would realize that it's actually our senators that are really hurting us and not the president of the United States who has that kind of power.
You're
he
right.
doesn't.
You're right.
And if... It's such a recognition, and this is where I said, if you have the knowledge, mm-hmm. then it's like this big glaring light bulb. Hey, why do they want Sotomayor to quit? Because they realize we have transformed, through ignorance, the mm-hmm. Supreme Court into a ruling oligarchy instead of, as they were designed to be, an Article III court that was, are you ready for this?
Okay.
The least powerful branch in Washington, D.C.
Don't tell them that.
That's what they're supposed to be.
They don't know
that.
Well,
that's what they're supposed to be.
I know.
Well, they're supposed to know that.
But you know what? The public doesn't think that, though.
Activists.
The public thinks they're the most important part because the media tells them that every day. Uncle Milty?
You know, the other
one.
It's true.
Not just that, because we've been teaching that for 150 years.
Yeah. No, right. You're right. Uncle Milty.
Our education system has told the public that mm-hmm. the courts make law.
Yes. Yes.
And are unchallengeable.
You're right. You're right. Uncle Milty has some.
Well, when it comes to oligarchies, you know, we actually are heading toward that more and more. In Utah right now, the son of a senator mm-hmm. is running to be a senator with no experience.
Hatch's boy. The
Dynasties.
Same guy that got in Ginsburg on the right. Yes, it's amazing. It's truly amazing. Thank
well, in
you.
Missouri, they allowed the dead governor, candidate governor's wife to be governor.
Yep. Right, right. Oh, my gosh. It's phenomenal. Thank you so much, Chris Ann Hall. It goes too quick. LibertyFirstSociety.com. Go help her out. LibertyFirstSociety.com. We'll be right back on the Kay Daly
Show. Help yourself
out. God bless.
Thank you. Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
God bless.
Hey, America. How tired are you of mainstream corporate media's biased narratives and manipulated news? Their dishonesty and attempts to influence this generation have been exposed, put on display for anyone who's even half paying attention. But the New American Magazine has been an honest source of news and commentary for over 50 years. This is your opportunity to receive the stalwart of principled journalism at a deep discount. Picture a beautifully published magazine arriving at your doorstep twice a month, packed with insightful stories written with integrity. It's also available digitally on the New American's mobile app. Get up to speed with intelligent coverage from a freedom perspective. Right now, for a limited time, the New American is available to radio listeners at a 25% discount on a new subscription. Visit thenewamerican.com/radio25 and receive 25% off. Subscribe today at thenewamerican.com/radio25.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. Couldn't be happier about that. Thank you, Chris Ann Hall, for coming on. She's been coming on like 8 years. Amazing girl. And we sure love her. And she's always making great points on the show. Of course, in the show today, I want to talk to you a little bit about the court cases, the Trump cases. I want to point some things out that people aren't pointing out. And also, we need to talk about the AT&T breach. We need to talk about the grid. That's the big headline today. And of course, I just wanted to mention there was a great article on birchgold.com, and it was all about we're getting conned and we don't believe all of this, right? Like, basically, they were saying food is up 18%, energy 37%, rent 13.5%, and the last two $1 trillion increases occurred just 100 days apart. I mean, it's getting bad. That's $10 billion a day, not in spending, just in debt. All I'm going to say is that we're only going in one direction. Text 989898, and you'll get some great free, totally free to you, information on what to do in your situation based on your age, based on what you've got going on. And I don't care if it, even if you have a little bit in savings or a little bit in retirement, it's worth getting the information. So it's free to you. And it, all you have to do is text 989898, those six digits, and then text my name, Kate. Okay. You'll get the information on what to do, where, how much of what should you have based on your age, varied in the marketplace, gold and silver versus cash under the mattress versus, you know, everything that you've got out there, and shore it up with gold. Birch Gold is truly amazing for that. It's the best place to buy gold and silver. I trust them. That's a big deal for me. Okay. So you were talking about Biden Mart real quick. What is Biden Mart?
Biden Mart is, it's just on a website called Biden-Mart.com.
Okay.
And it's a list of items that you buy at the grocery store, and you can click on it and it will tell you the percentage increase in price since Biden's been president compared to what it was under President Trump. For example, if you click on brisket, 3 pounds of brisket, under Trump, it would have cost you $20.
Mm-hmm.
Under Biden now, it's $32 for a 3 pound, 63% increase. If you click on everything in the list, it shows an overall increase in grocery store prices of 56% since Biden's been president.
That's amazing. I didn't even know they had that.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Wow. Well, oh gosh, there's so much to talk about. I have to say, you know, playing that William Wallace thing coming in, that was funny. I mean, I love the William Wallace speech because it's so true, you know. My fellow countrymen, you know, what are you going to do in defiance of tyranny? And it's like, this whole free speech thing, I was just on the OAN network before the show. I was a guest on there, and so was Chris Ann Hall right after me. Isn't that funny? And so they had both of us on today, and they were asking me about this, and I'm like, Scotland's like the worst country to do this in because they are so loud and obnoxious. They offend you even when they're being sweet.
Yeah.
Like, it's just offensive, right? And so of all the countries in the world, and we were talking about this a little bit yesterday with Melissa, but of all the countries to do this in, it has to be Scotland, because you know that this is going to be tied up right now until at least 2030 because of the fact that everyone will be offended by something somebody says. And the thing is mostly this is targeted towards the trans community, not allowed to say a man looks ugly in a dress and heels. But other than that, this is, this is what I said on OAN. I said, the news network, I said, what people need to do is get smart. They need to start calling in on everyone that works on government. And they need to say, I have been insulted by their ridiculous policies. And because by their own law going in, they have to make an investigation.
Sure.
And they can confiscate property. And they can do all kinds of things. It carries a 7-year sentence to insult somebody. So just do it to the lawmakers. It'll tie them up for years immediately. We just get smart.
Well, I'm removing two words from my vocabulary.
What's up?
Fat and ugly.
Not allowed to say that, especially about a man in a dress. And so it's getting to that point. That's how nauseating this whole thing is that it's mostly, they should just come out and say, this is for trans and LGBTQ. But they have to couch it in everything so that people feel like, oh, it's fair. Fairness for no free speech at all.
You can get less time in jail for murder.
Right. We shall be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.
If Americans want to remain a free and sovereign nation, more people need to understand the principles and values that built America. At the John Birch Society, we have the organization, the plan, and the resources to do just that. Our founder, Robert Welch, said, "Education is our total strategy and truth our only weapon. Go to jbs.org to learn more, including how you can get involved to work locally and impact nationally. Join us at jbs.org.
Is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. So happy to visit with y'all today. And 888-673-1450 if you're listening to us live. And let me just say, I have so much bottlenecked for today. It's like whiplash today. Sorry about that, but there's just so many things. So let's start out. There was a first of all, we have to go to Biden for a second. King fraud a lot. There was a big brouhaha today over the fact that his speeches are scripted.
No.
Yes. Yes.
I would have never guessed.
I know, but the funniest part about that, if you really think about it, because they were coming out saying, "Oh yes, it's been scripted." Is because are they scripting moron? I mean, do you, they have to actually script that babbling? I mean, how do you do that? Does it say it in parentheses? Like, it's amazing to me because they're saying it's scripted and he sounds like a moron, but nobody's coming forth and saying I'm the one scripting it. Nobody wants the credit. I just thought it was funny. It's him being him. I actually don't know if it's scripted because he's being such an idiot. But they want him to be an idiot. So they want us to see this. They want us to see moron. They do.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Yesterday, supposedly, Biden made a call and talked with Xi Jinping. And if you go to the White House website.
Did he sit on his lap and massage his head? Yeah. He's really good at that.
It says, readout of President Joe Biden's call with President Xi Jinping of the People's Republic of China. Mm-hmm. And as you start reading it, you can't even imagine Biden able to think of these things, let alone say it. It's really that. It's amazing.
It's such a joke. It's like putting our attention on whether it's scripted or not instead of whether or not he's a fraud.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just getting our eyeballs onto something else. Anyway, yes, a conversation with Xi. Remember how he kept saying that he and Xi were besties?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway,
well, supposedly he talked a little bit about, he said he emphasized the importance of maintaining peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait and the rule of law and freedom of navigation in the South China Sea. And then he said to Xi Jinping, and if you don't do that, I'm going to treat you like corn pop.
I mean, who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares? AT&T also had a breach. Now, this is kind of funny because, and I don't mean to say it's funny because it's, well, it is in a way because of their comments, though. So AT&T has a breach and it's everything's been leaked about all the customers to the dark web. Okay. So who do you think's behind these breaches? I just want to throw that out there because this is their comment. Despite the severity of the incident, AT&T has stated there's no evidence to suggest an unauthorized breach of their systems. Really? Okay. And then this one. The company has taken preemptive steps, proactively reaching out to affected parties. Hey, AT&T, why not take preemptive steps to make sure this doesn't happen? I know. Surprise.
Well, here's what I want to know, though. What does AT&T know about its customers that they haven't already told everybody on Facebook?
Exactly. It literally came out about 10 years ago. I can't make this up. No, it was 2013. And the CIA pays, AT&T $10 million a year for all the phone records. The New York Times came out with that. So I was laughing because it's so comical at this point that, let me guess who did it. Wink, wink. Anyways, so here's another statement from them. I can't make this up. Moreover, AT&T has issued an additional notice clarifying the nature of the exposed area, as if there's unexposed areas. Here's the exposed area. Customer name, password, email address, residential address, phone number, date of birth, and social security number. What isn't exposed? Because they made it sound like, well, in the exposed areas. No, that's the entire thing right there. That's
all you need.
That's all we give them. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. And then it said, it has come to our attention that a number of AT&T passcodes have been compromised. You think? Because they got all that info. I'm pretty sure they got all the passwords. And then it was basically, we encourage customers to remain vigilant by monitoring account activity. AT&T, do you mind monitoring your own business? Because you're asking us to do the work. This is getting ridiculous.
What are they afraid of? Somebody going to pay your bill?
If you want to call up and pay my AT&T bill,
yeah,
you just go
go ahead. The only thing I would be concerned about is if somebody got a hold of my girlfriend's phone number.
There you go. That delicate information. So I was just dying over this because they sounded so ridiculous in this. That do we realize the government pretty much owns AT&T? Do we realize they're a CIA front at this point? So when they come out and they go, we've been breached, who do you think did the breaching?
Division A?
You know what? It's just a way for them to get away with it. Not only are they getting paid, they're paying themselves to be able to do this. CIA pays themselves for access to AT&T. AT&T's never said no to them once. We also, on the other hand, have to look at this as this is a intelligence breach. That's pretty much who's taking the info off your phones all the time. They're just putting it in the paper now or online now. But I just thought that was so funny. And then, of course, this one. White men are to blame for climate change. Sorry.
I already knew that.
I know. You're white and you're really pale. So you, on the other hand, massive, massive climate change invoker you. I know for me, I'm at point 5,000 for what my contribution to climate. I'm very pale. Look at me.
Well, you just triggered me because I still identify as a black man. So,
okay, Jamal. All righty. Climate advisor to the United Nations, who's very pale, by the way, said that white men are to blame now for climate change. To save our planet, we must protect black trans women. Let me say that again. White men are to blame for climate change. I guess that's a standalone statement. And then we have to save the planet to protect black trans women. I'm sorry. How does that go together? The white men, the black trans women, men? I don't know. Anyway, it's all affecting climate change. Okay.
I want it to rain.
I want it to rain buckets.
Forever.
I want a flood. The white man sits at the highest level of power in the world. Really? Yeah. Have you seen the president of the UN? I don't know if that's white. Anyway, the same way he has killed, looted, and abused black and brown people for profit. Okay. And her comment was white supremacy could rather take everything and say, include everything, including white people, with it, than give up its hold. It's what? Its hold on what? Is she talking in riddles? I'm trying to understand. Anyways, non-male bodies, the white man, has brought life as we know it on the verge of extinction.
We are?
I know. You're responsible for a whole lot just sitting there. You don't even know. Climate change, just everything that's bad in America is because of you guys. You didn't know that? It's just for being pale.
And here all this time, I thought the only thing I was responsible for was women's fantasies.
There's loads of those. Those are piling up in his email for sure. Women's fantasies. Okay. And then, of course, delusional. White and delusional.
Well, I fit there.
All right. Anyway, we're going to come right back. It's just too much. It's like the grid. I want to talk about the grid because this is... This was the headline today. It just so happens they're super worried about the grid. You guys, I'm telling you, that Airbnb thing, when Airbnb came out and said, hey, After June the 6th, there's could be some power outages. Just pay attention. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Self-reliance. It's not a phrase we hear much in our culture these days. It might conjure up images of pioneers, the West, rifles, strapping men, and strong women. But what does it mean for us in today's world? The New American Magazine has just released its latest collector's edition, Self-Reliance, Foundation of Freedom. In it, the New American authors outline the necessity of self-reliance for a free people, tips for self-reliant living, and the importance of not giving up hope. This unique edition includes articles on the self-sufficiency of the founders, preparing for a worst-case scenario, firearms, financial self-reliance, the importance of community, and many other topics by expert writers. Now, for a limited time, the New American is offering a bundle of three collector's editions, Self-Reliance, The Great Reset, and Trump World, for just $19.95. A great stocking stuffer, available at shopjbs.org. Visit shopjbs.org today.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Ah, welcome back. Kate Daly Show. All right. Activatefiq.com to get the best supplements, the ones that absorb, so you're not wasting any money. And they already come with a low price. So, you know, win-win is what we say. And copper, the histamine is great for allergies. The sleeping one is awesome. They're all natural. They're not going to mess with you. It's amazing. Activatefiq.com, and it's code word Kate. You'll love these supplements. I take these supplements, and I love them. I love them. They do a fantastic job. We do have a caller on hold. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. And if you're white, let us all know. You're harming the country. How's it going?
I guess this is me.
Okay,
I'm
sure.
Fine, and I'm white. But I'm calling because I think it was yesterday or the day before you were talking about people, teachers, that don't get paid overtime when they come in early and they stay late.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for your information, you probably don't know that if you're a flight attendant, and I was one for 42 years, you have to report an hour before flight time.
Mm-hmm.
You're not paid for that.
Mm-hmm.
You have to brief with your crew and the pilots.
Right.
And then once the plane has pushed from the gate, that's when your pay starts.
Interesting.
You're only paid when the plane is away from the gate. So you don't pay. You don't get paid for boarding the passengers. And after you land and park at the gate, then you're not paid to unload the passengers, and between flights, you are not paid either.
I did not know this.
I know most people have no idea what we do.
Wow.
And our primary, the reason we're on the plane at all is for safety.
Mm-hmm.
We're not there to serve drinks and food.
Mm-hmm.
We do that because what else are we going to do during a flight?
Right.
But if somebody has a heart attack or a stroke, or a diabetic problem, we know exactly what we need to do. We're all trained. Every year we go to something called recurrent, and we have to pass all of these tests. We have to open every door on all of the different planes that the airline owns. We have to open every window that they own because they're different on each plane. And we have to do all the medical stuff also. And so,
good to know.
Most people have no idea what flight attendants do.
Are you worried about all of the, well, I know the media has been going crazy about all the different problems with the planes. Are you worried?
I think that we don't have enough people who want to work.
Mm.
It's amazing. When I retired, because when COVID came, they said, if you're eligible to retire, please do, so we don't have to furlough the junior people, because our whole life is based on seniority. So I stepped up to the plate and I retired. Now they've had to hire more people to fill the slots that for the people that did retire, and they've hired a lot of millennials. Now I don't want to paint them with a broad brush,
it's kind of
but
hard
many
not
of
to.
them many of them do not want to work. They want the job. They want the pay. They want the benefits, but they don't want to work. The airline that I flew for had service guidelines, and they were kind of firm. And that was that after you take off, if you're flying from Salt Lake to the East Coast, you do a full beverage service. Then you would go back and you would do, you would sell food and beverages again. Then you'd pick everything up, and an hour before you were going to land, because it was usually about a four-hour flight, you would do another full beverage service. Now, when the senior people who I still am in contact with say that they're going to start the second service, the millennials will say, we don't want to do that. And she'll say, well, it's required. Well, we don't want to do it. And, and she'd say, well, we're doing it. And they'd say, well, it may get bumpy. If it gets bumpy, the pilots will let us know. And she said, but we're going to do the second service.
Oh, my gosh.
I said, if I was still flying, I would be rude, and I would say, get off your ass.
Right.
We're doing the second service.
I'm with you, and if you were in Scotland, you'd go to jail.
Yeah.
So, my gosh. Thank you.
Anyhow, it's very interesting because and the airline that I flew for will not fire these people.
Of course.
Even when they're reported, because the senior people that I still keep in contact with, they go into the office and they tell the supervisors, but the supervisors, a lot of them now have never been flight attendants. It used to be that all of the supervisors at one time had been a flight attendant. Well, now they hire them, and they don't even have a clue what we do.
Oh, my God.
And so they won't fire millennials that won't do the required services.
Thank you. I love your call in today. Thank you so much. That made my day. Thank you very, very much. It was really informing.
Yeah, that's why one airline changed their jingle to Greyhound, leave the flying to us.
Stop. Oh gosh, that was informative. I'm glad she called in. Seriously, we're seeing a lot of changes like that.
Yeah.
You're seeing a lot of people that don't want to have to do much.
There was a high school boy who put an ad on Facebook in a local Facebook page saying he wants a job. That requires him not to interfere with his social activity and is easy to do.
Oh my gosh, I want a job like that.
Yeah. And a whole bunch of people replied and gave him, they roasted him for this post. And so he reposted and said, and if you're not hiring, just don't comment.
Oh, we're in trouble.
They don't want to work.
I know. It's how do you get that, instilled back into them? And, I think it's what's wrong is our parenting and our culture and everything else. I mean, there's many things that are wrong.
If I was that boy's father, because he put his name out there, I would be so embarrassed. That kid would never leave the house again until he could define upside down and backwards what the word work means. But
it's amazing. We were just raised so differently.
Yes.
I mean, not coddled. We'll put it that way. Not coddled. We are coddling way, way, way too much, you know? And I love it when my kids are working hard. I love it. It's like a badge of honor. You're like, yay, I did something right because they're working hard. And you know, what's funny is back in the day, the parents would just go, well, that's just is. Now it's like a badge of honor if your kids know how to work.
It is.
Yeah, it's crazy. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about the grid because that's in the news today. You just won't believe what's going on there in the effort of crazy. And also, I want to bring up some things about the Trump cases. If you're kind of wondering, or if you're in case fatigue, because it's hard to keep track of what's going on. I do want to shed some light on that from being very objective on the whole matter. And I want to bring up some things that I find a little too curious than coincidental. And I'm not a coincidence theorist, as we all have gathered so far. And so I want to bring some things up about them and just kind of dial in. So everyone's on the same page now. I'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. Stay with us.
The John Birch Society has been working tirelessly since 1958 to preserve freedom, safeguard the Constitution, and restore our God-given rights. We continually educate voters and lead the freedom movement. Join us as we work against a tyrannical one-world government. United as one, we can defeat this conspiracy against a free America. JBS founder Robert Welch said, "Education is our total strategy and truth our only weapon." Go to JBS.org and join us in restoring this great nation.
Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. In our defense, they did leave us unsupervised. The show starts now.
Hi, I'm Gil Fulbright. The people who run my campaign, they've made this commercial, and I'm in it. This campaign, it's not about me. It's about crafting a version of me that'll appeal to you. A version that visits random work sites with paid actors pointing at things. Has a conventionally attractive yet curiously still family. Listening to my constituents, legislating, these are things I don't do. What I do is spend about 70% of my time raising funds for re-election. I'd do anything to stay in office. My name's Gil Fulbright, but hell, I'll change my name to Phil Goldbright or Bill Fulbright or fill up my mouth with farts. These are the things that are important to me. And these are the fine people that finance my campaign. Now, in order to do these things, I have to stay in office. And to stay in office, I have to keep these guys happy. Now, if any of these things make these guys unhappy, well, my hands are tied. So come November, the choice is clear. Do you want another spineless mouthpiece for special interest and lobbyists? Or a spineless mouthpiece for special interest and lobbyists? I'm Philip a Mouth with Farts, and I approve this message.
One of my favorite lead-ins to the show.
Yeah. Sounds like a nice guy. I wonder if he goes to my church.
He actually answered me an email. I think he's worth his salt. I think that he'll do everything he said he'd do in office. Mm-hmm. Oh, we got a problem. Houston, we do have a problem because we really don't. We are so dumbed down on what to look for in a candidate that it's beyond anything I think we could have, the founders could have even imagined at this point. Do I want to have dinner with that person? Does that person seem nice? That's about it.
Mm-hmm.
Not can they do the job? Welcome back. We'll take your calls, 888-673-1450 if you're listening to us live in the afternoon. That number is also on the website, katedalyradio.com. And the excuse right now for the speaker, for Johnson, is I think he's being blackmailed. Who in Washington isn't being blackmailed? Can I have a show of hands? Are you kidding me? Everyone's blackmailed in Washington. This is the latest excuse?
Come on. If he was being blackmailed, that would be grounds to remove him from office.
Mm-hmm. Is this the best excuse people can come up with?
He's blackmailed.
He's blackmailed. Come
well,
on.
I need a little more information.
Anyway, they act like this is something new and rare.
Yeah.
Like a unicorn. No, mm-hmm. It's every day, all the time. And the reason he's Speaker of the House, he's been blackmailed. To be the Speaker of the House, come on. You know, I'm on the right. I'm conservative and I can see through this guy.
You know, I said the other day I've been watching that old television series, Perry Mason.
Mm-hmm.
The number one cause of murder in that television series, Perry Mason, which mm-hmm. lasted 8 seasons, yeah. was blackmail.
It's pretty prevalent.
That's a fact.
I'm just laughing because Marjorie Taylor Greene, who I actually kind of like, she's spunky, you know? She suggested that he's being blackmailed because of his position on Ukraine.
Well,
but honey, they're all everyone in there. Name somebody that isn't. You would be hard pressed to find someone in Washington not blackmailed, especially if they're in there more than one term.
You're only lucky if it doesn't involve cats.
Gosh. I don't know what to say about this anymore. Are we that stupid? I guess people are. Okay, so he can get away with his stance on Ukraine because he's being blackmailed. Well, isn't that bad too? I mean, it's like this ready excuse. He's not going to change. He's showing you who he is. Like my grandma always said, when they show you who they are, believe them.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
A lot of people think blackmail and bribe are the same thing.
Well, goodness, you know, they've got stuff on everyone. That's why they're there. And anybody that's been there more than a term, I'm sorry. Even your favorite, whoever that is, if you still have one, they're compromised too. And that's why they're ineffective and don't do anything. That's exactly why.
I don't know if it's true, but I've heard that when you go and apply to run for to be a Republican candidate, the first thing they ask is, well, give us an example of what we can bribe you with.
What did you do? Come on. It's on both sides. It's been for the ages. Can you name a decade in which this hasn't been taking place? It can't be the go-to excuse for somebody being this brazenly for something that is so new world ordery. I'm sorry. You cannot say, well, gee, it just doesn't work anymore. Just sounds so stupid. America's power grid. About 4 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, it came out that Fallon was talking about Pat Fallon. Fallon. I'm sorry. Energy policy, regulatory affairs. What shouldn't be in Washington, but whatever. America's power grid is unprepared to handle Biden's new administration regulations. And lo and behold, today, we're supposed to handle Biden's new regulations. Okay.
Said the same thing when he announced that he wanted all diesel trucks off the road. the grid can't handle that. Mm-hmm.
So I love how they're always putting Biden-Harris.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Biden-Harris. Biden-Harris administration announces $3.5 billion for largest ever investment in America's electric grid. That means money laundering. Deploying more clean energy, lowering costs, and creating more union jobs. Just what America needs. Can you give me a break?
Apparently, the Biden-Harris administration has never heard of Pacific Gas and Electric.
Something like that. Okay, so all I have to say is get ready, because I think the Airbnb thing that we brought up, when I got that message in Airbnb, it said June 6th. After June 6th, they're specifically not covered for massive power outages nationwide. Hello. I think that's a specific warning. A little too specific, really. That and government travel restrictions. Both of those things, they're changing their coverage for those events. And I think there's more to that. I think that you can look at this and you can see the writing on the wall. That this will result in massive outages. They'll have something to blame, right? Is there this new investment and money laundering. Did I say that a lot? And of course, $3.46 billion for 58 projects that are going to screw everything up. So get ready. I just hope everybody has water. I hope everybody has a way to cook. I'm just saying, please get ready for this.
You know, when we earlier, Chris Ann Hall said, why is it that everything's a national emergency now?
Mm-hmm.
And it's the truth.
Yeah, I know.
Everything is.
I know. There was that Rex 84 bill. Do you remember that? That was, when was that? It was Obama time. It was Obama, right? Rex 84. It was the operation of detaining large groups of people at bases.
Mm-hmm.
And it said that if the base is, if it's not operating at that moment, that the Department of Homeland Security gets to take it over from the Department of Defense and do what they want.
Yeah.
Like a mini Guantanamo. Yeah. That's
for people who don't obey the command shelter in place.
I can't stress enough. We have these things in place. Rex 84. Yeah. And it was this horrendous, horrendous bill. It was... it's all about what happens at the bases and what they have to What they and it said, it basically said they were given full control, and they had to have several mechanisms of control over the people. A way to do that for the facility to then be a FEMA camp. Oh, did I say that out loud too? A FEMA camp, not an emergency shelter. Now, here's the problem I see. I see that good men and women that serve as cops, your politicians that are slimy as hell, will think they're doing a great job by ushering you and dropping you off and waving at you and saying, okay, I've done my part. Here you go, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. You're at the detention center. Don't mind the barbed wire. You're good. And in their minds, they'll go, I just did a good thing. I helped people today because I got people to a base to help them. And they'll be that stupid that they'll do it and think that they've done a great thing. And the person will be behind barbed wire.
So here's the actual description of Rex 84.
Yeah.
Short for Readiness Exercise 1984 Bravo was a classified scenario and drill developed by the United States federal government to detain large numbers of United States residents who are deemed to be national security threats in the event that the president declares a national emergency.
Yeah, like saying that they're not being honest and saying that they're perpetrating said event would probably get you in a lockdown.
Yeah, or maybe it's going to rain tomorrow.
That is so true. Yeah. Buckets. No,
buckets.
Yes, it's going to rain buckets.
So
and,
report to your nearest detention center.
Or you white men are causing that climate change. It's going to happen in a year. And so we need to lock down for that in preparation because my state can do that.
Yeah.
We have the worst governor on the planet. My state can do it because of my governor, my bald Gavin Newsom governor. And I don't know what state you're listening to this from, but I'm going to imagine that your state has it too, because they're all in the Governor's Association and they all take their marching orders. I do not think anymore we have any governor that actually works on their own anymore. I really don't. I really don't. I think they're all compromised. I think they will all do the bidding that they are told to do. And it's gonna be these well-meaning cops and well-meaning sheriffs and well-meaning politicians that go, oh, we have the place for you. We'll keep you safe.
And we're obeying the law.
Gosh, I don't know how to stress how awful this is going to be for us. And when this came in, I remember we've talked about this on the air before because it was that scary. I mean, talk about 1984 all, you know, spelled out for us, but here's a place for you. You want to say that they perpetrated it? You want to voice an opinion?
So along the lines of these issues that can come up, the U.S. Department of Energy eases the efficiency standards for grid transformers in their latest final rule.
And what is Biden saying? Transformers. It's all about those transformers.
And they eased the standards. Like, so now they'll fail for sure.
Yeah, they're setting it up for failure.
Yep.
All these tracks are being laid. What are you going to do? Be right back on the Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com.
Can you believe after all the recent violent protests, looting, and destruction, some communities are considering either defunding or abolishing the police? If you agree that now is the time when police protection is needed most, then it's time we stand up and support your local police and the communities they serve. Call 800-JBS-USA1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet. That's 800-JBS-USA1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet today.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. We missed you. All righty. You can call up if you're listening live, 888-673-1450. And, of course, we'll try to take your call. Also, text Birch Gold. I can't stress it enough, only because we're in a situation where things are changing more rapidly than I think we care to realize. If we have a grid down situation, options leave, and chaos. We have chaos in a grid down. We don't realize how much depends on the grid. and they're warning us. They're making all these moves. Okay, and it's scary. Text Birch Gold 989898, that number, and text my name Kate. Get some free information that you're going to love. It's getting scary out there. So I don't know about you, but I feel like I don't think we could withstand it for more than a couple of weeks, a grid down. I really don't. People will start getting weird, violent, horrible, yucky.
I don't think it'll take 2 weeks.
Yeah? You don't think it'll take two weeks?
No.
We've all along been preparing, and I hope you guys have too, but it is kind of scary to realize, am I really prepared? Do I have everything at the ready? I mean, really ready, like candles. I was reading the Bosnia story again, and the guy that when Bosnia fell and he had to deal with not only grid down, no supplies coming in, they burnt everything that they could get their hands on, and Bic lighters. It was that guy, the guy that talked about Bic lighters. Mm-hmm. All the things that were currency became currency and stuff. And I just thought it's so chaotic that I don't think we could handle it. And I don't know how big they would make it, because I know they would perpetrate this. There's no doubt in my mind, as a false flag. I know they would.
I think one of the best ways to prepare for something like that, mm-hmm. would, especially if you have a basement in your home, uh-huh. would be to completely black out the basement, so there were no window. You could seal the windows, mm-hmm. no light could get out, mm-hmm. and that you had all your food yep. and things stored down there so that you could literally make the house look empty.
Yes. That's a great idea. It's a great idea. And also put food in coolers in the ground, right? Yeah. Keep it nice and cool. There's lots of little things that we don't really think about we can do.
Or maintain a lot of food that doesn't need to be kept cold.
Yeah. But everybody's got freezerfuls. Everybody's fridge, and no matter how long that would last. But it's just, you can't get gas. I mean, there's a lot of situations in which we'd be sunk.
You need to be able to hunker down mm-hmm. stealthily.
Yep. If they're saying they're messing with transformers, mm-hmm. they're messing with transformers.
Sure they
and
are.
It's going to wreak havoc this summer.
And we have transformers go out all the time. Imagine how awful it is when you go 3 hours without electricity because a transformer blew.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine 3 days without it.
That'll
a week
very,
without
very
it.
Very tough. Very, very tough.
And no help.
Get to know your neighbors.
No help coming.
You're right. No, you're right about that. Get to know your neighbors and just be well prepared for that. I just, there's all these big tells every day in the news. That's why I'm thinking, that Airbnb message I got, really, it got to me. And now I know why. It's like all these things are coming out that their own administration said that they can't handle the stuff that Biden's going to do, right? Well, it's not really Biden. He's eating ice cream in a freezer. But you know what I'm saying? It's what their administration's going to do. And they're doing it today. Or they're starting the process.
This is going to sound bad, but there is another way to look at this.
What?
They want it to happen in a way that the people who are prepared and intelligent enough to survive do survive.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want the schlock. They don't want the people left who have to be taken
they
care
call
of.
Them, they call them bottom feeders.
They're dispensable.
No, that's what we're not calling them that. That's they call them.
Right.
Useless eaters. Yeah, useless eaters.
So they want the survivors. To make
interesting. Because a lot of people would think they wouldn't want the survivors. They would like the...
Doesn't do them any good to have a population left that has to be taken care of.
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you guys. I just think we need to at least... You know, it doesn't hurt to be prepared at all. So the more you have a backpack to go or the more you have it the ready. And I do think Taiwan was a little experimentation in earthquake. I do.
You know, historically, in a national emergency, mm-hmm. one of the things they authorize is the shooting of looters.
Wow.
And so what are we trying to avoid when we prepare? The looters.
So true. Oh, boy. We'll be right back. I want to talk about the trials for just a moment. Be right back.
Have you ever heard someone say, the system's broken? Sure you have. Well, it's not true.
America's founders created a brilliant governing system that prevents us from having kings, queens, dictators, and even czars. We the people can replace every elected official in a span of 6 years if we so choose. Here at the John Birch Society, we believe the only way to liberty, prosperity, and national sovereignty is not only understand what's in our founding documents, but demand that every elected official adheres to them. The reason we have a ballooning, reckless, and corrupt government is because elected officials aren't following the Constitution. The John Birch Society is principled, coordinated, effective activism. We believe the Constitution is the solution. Join JBS and change America. Visit JBS.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1 to get involved. That's JBS.org.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
All right. PrepareWithKate.com. PrepareWithKate.com. They have got great deals. They have $200 off a 3 month supply. Ooh. If I were you, I'd get a 3 month supply right now. Yep. I 100% would. I have one, and it $200 off if you go through PrepareWithKate.com. Just by clicking on that, it clicks you right into my Patriot Supply. $200 off. It's an amazing deal. Take advantage of it right now.
Yeah. I know somebody that has 10 of those 3 months.
I'm sure. I'm sure there are people with 50. You know what? Can I make an observation? If the elites build bunkers and do all of this, it's considered kind of cool, and they write articles about it, and it is kind of fun. If we do it, we're a crazy town person who's a conspiracy theorist, and I'm getting darn tired of that.
You know, if the price of groceries gets much higher, you could just buy that prepared food and live on it cheaper.
Yeah,
no, you could.
Yeah, you really could.
Cheaper.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Serving size wise?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's just amazing that, I don't know, if I see one more article about, the elite, this is what the elite are doing. And that doesn't look crazy at all. No. Building a whole underground facility in Hawaii doesn't look nuts.
Nope.
But your storage, you know, your storage room, that's nuts. Okay. I don't like the double standard. So let's just talk a little bit about the Trump cases, okay? Because we are in Trump case fatigue because they have tried, and I really mean that, have tried to put out so many different cases, okay? And all the cases are really frivolous, very weird charges, even starting with the one where it was very Kavanaugh-esque as far as this person assaulted me like 75 years ago and I barely remember it. And no, it really didn't happen, but I'm trying to conjure up details. No witnesses, no nothing, just it happened, convicted of this civil case. Couldn't even be a criminal case, this little civil case, and then he was ordered to pay. Okay. So there's one case that doesn't happen. What, tell me where that happens. I mean, come on. The case would have been thrown out. Now we have this hush money case going back to Stormy. And I don't, so here's some things I just wanted to mention. So Judge Juan Merchan, okay, he's a Democrat. He gave money to Biden for 2020. He is, got a daughter named Lauren who is, let me just say that her job is she gets to raise money. Whenever something bad happens to Trump, she raises money for the leftards, okay? And she gets money from them because Trump is, say, convicted or has to pay or the decision comes down against him. That is a mechanism for her to start emailing everybody and saying, see, this happened, so give me some more cash. So huge conflict of interest. The judge and his daughter, huge conflict of interest that she profits when her daddy-o would say that Trump is guilty of something. Okay? That's pretty bad, right? Then you have the media that keeps saying he's the no-nonsense judge. He's no-nonsense. I'm sorry, what? What? He's the no-not, talking him up like you can't believe, all right? So you're watching this, you want to barf, I get it. And then it's all stemming from the fact that you had this payout money to Stormy. If it happened, I don't think it did. I really don't think it did. It's money to Stormy, which everyone in I was going to say Hollywood, but it's the same thing, Washington, D.C., has done. But for some reason, this was a problem in this particular case because she hustled him in because he was running for 2016. She hustled him into this. You know, I want some money out of you. He gives money through Mark Cohen. And there, the investigation lands the guy that runs all the Trump stuff, Alan Weisselberg, into a, you were not honest on the taxes, your personal taxes. So instead of fighting that $344,000, they say, right? Because, you know, for what he did for Trump and on his, on what he chose to do under Trump, and Trump wasn't running it. He was president. Okay. Don Jr. was on this. He was a trustee, but nothing for him, just Alan. Alan gets a 100 days in jail. Now, the papers all said it was prison. It wasn't. It was Rikers Infirmary, which is a totally different 495-bed. You could have Uber Eats deliver you food. Yeah, you get a tablet. Yeah, it's a completely different scenario. He only did 100 days, I guess. He got 5 months, did 100 days, they say. Most of the time, those people are let out on bail to go live at home. But okay, so let's just say he was there for 100 days. So he does this. It's not like it's a transitory place. It's a low medium facility. It's not even, okay. It's not Rikers
San
prison.
Quentin.
Gosh, no. And now we have Todd Blanche as the defense attorney. Okay. And he was a registered Democrat until last year. And he suddenly became a Republican, and he was the one that defended Paul Manafort, who went to prison, and he worked in the same office as the prosecutor, but that's not a problem.
No big
See,
deal.
daughter and judge, not an issue. Of course, Todd Blanche, not an issue. But he worked in the office with all those people, not an issue. Now, the media is painting him out to be a savior. Like, well, we can't understand why he would go to the depths of hell for Trump and lose his career. But he is very good, and he's very fair, and he's quiet, yet reserved, yet right on top of it and very smart. So they're painting quite the nice picture, which normally they'd go after him. Okay. That was kind of interesting about this whole thing. Risking career, really? But here's the deal. The money being paid to him as an attorney is being paid through the SAFE pack. It's a pack. They're paying everything out of the pack. And guess who's behind this pack? The guy's in Massachusetts. He has an office in Virginia. Gee, what a shocker, Virginia. But Romney. Romney's behind the pack. Do you see some weirdness going on here? I just want to point out some of the weirdness going on. So Todd Blanche is now in charge of the hush money case and the papers stored in boxes case. By the way, there's 33 documents. That's it. Out of all the boxes. Remember the boxes stored? Because Trump's so stupid, he'd put them in a ballroom for everybody to see as they come in for parties. Because that's a good party feature, don't you think? You put boxes in front of everybody when they come
in.
Of course.
The thing is I'm sure most Americans are intelligent enough to realize that when you have a total of 91 felony counts charged against you, you're guilty. Otherwise, you wouldn't have 91 felony counts charged against you. You must be guilty.
Yeah.
Right?
They're
Isn't that how it
heightening
works?
It. They're ballooning it. They're coming up with any. They're bringing Stormy Daniels out of the woodwork here. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Bradley T. Crate is the guy, Trump's campaign treasurer, Arlington, Virginia. Wink, wink. Anyways, all roads lead back to CIA. But anyway, Bradley T. Crate and his brother and the Romney camp are behind this pack that pays the bills for all the attorneys. You just can't make this stuff up.
Have they actually been able to find Stormy Daniels? Because
no.
The last time she was seen was on the corner of Hollywood and Vine.
It's comical. I mean, it's so comical that maybe you can see the big picture with us now. It's not just one case. It's not just two. It's four. And it's strange. So the judge, Juan, in the hush money case, gets to decide if he gets to recuse himself or not. He's in charge of that decision.
Well, that'll be fair and balanced.
You guys, at this point, come on. It's a whole 3 years of this. Actually, it's been longer than that. It's trial fatigue. They're trying to get you into a state of fatigue. They're trying to get you to the point where you don't know what case is what and what count is what and what's going on. And they want you. This is raising a lot of the money that goes towards these PACs too. And all I'm saying is that they need those mechanisms. The party is who I'm against, okay? I actually like Trump, but the parties are raising money. The parties. This is all about the party and money.
Okay. Both parties.
Both parties. Be right back.
Yeah, do I have to eat this?
Oh, honey, it's great protein. Don't be picky. Eat your crickets.
Many are following the lead of the United Nations to replace your meat diet with an insect diet. It's an all-out war on meat, farmers, and ranchers. Don't let new green policies place controls on your life and overall freedoms. It's time to get us out of the UN. Go to JBS.org or call 800-JBS-USA1.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
It's a Thursday. Big thank you to Chris Ann Hall today, by the way. She was great. And you can get that on podcast a little bit later on katedalyradio.com. You can share all those podcasts. They're cut into shorts, too, so you can take just that soundbite or just that conversation. So if it says short on it, it just means it's just a shorter version. But there's first hour and second hour, and those hours are about 37 minutes. But you can get them at katedalyradio.com. And, of course, go to MyPillow.com because they've got great gifts this time of year. Mother's Day, Father's Day coming up, graduation, all kinds of reasons to spoil yourself and others with great gifts that you're getting huge discounts on. I mean, up to 90%. I mean, you can't lose there. So what a great thing. And go to MyPillow.com and put in the code Kate. We really appreciate that, actually. We were just talking about the kind of the ridiculousness of not one charge, 5,000, not one case, four, not it's designed to make us very fatigued and it's designed for martyrdom. And I know people don't want to hear that, but it's designed for that a little bit, and it's designed to grab money because honestly, mm-hmm. Listen, if you know the whole country is going to vote for Trump, which pretty much most of the country is, how do you raise money? Because usually you give money because you're trying to get the person elected. But right now, everyone knows. So this is about driving money hard for our side, for our Republican mm-hmm. party. And both coffers, they're both the same party on the other side.
I get no less than 10 texts and phone calls a day from the Republican Party asking for money.
Me too. I would not give them money.
No.
Please don't. Please stop doing it. You're just feeding the beast. And we try to say that, and it's so, I know it's hard. I know it's just really hard because you feel like you got to do something, but at the same time, that's not the right move. Red Curve, which takes in a lot of the money, and then they pay a lot of the bills out there, okay? Romney, for president, paid Red Curve more than $36,000 this cycle. For what? He's not even running for office again. And you know, and I just want to mention something. We were going to mention this when we came in, but I was listening to an ad for Senator Hatch, the now deceased Senator Hatch, his son Brent. And anyone that wants to vote for this cad, I'm sorry, I don't understand why people fall for this. But we were laughing on the break because I was listening to this, and it was he's going to balance the budget, and he won't rest until it happens. And then, of course, he's pro-life. Okay, vote for him. Just going back to our initial honest political ad coming in. That are we that stupid?
Well, in all fairness.
Maybe we are.
In all fairness, the first time I heard those kind of promises, I think, was in 1967. And they've never happened yet.
We're still running on those. Like, that's the ad. He's pro-life, yep. And he won't rest. Really? Is he not going to rest until that budget's balanced? Because he's never resting again, because it's never going to get balanced.
Yeah.
What a stupid, asinine thing to run on.
He might sneak a little rest here and there.
Anybody that votes for Hatt Jr. being ordained to the seat in my state, please give me a break. This is getting just nauseating. So, little sideline, because I just, it's too much. We can't be this dumb anymore. But these cases, I just wanted to go back to this because, look, it's all getting the Republican Party and Red Curve. They're this, okay? They swap money back and forth, and it is ridiculous now what's going on here. Also, I just wanted to say on the documents thing, they're going after the Espionage Act, which we've never actually talked about on the show, but. That's the act of 1917, where it was whoever, this is section 3, whoever when the United States is at war shall willfully make or convey false reports or false statements with intent to interfere. And also, if you're going to, you know, do something that will obstruct the United States. Did that happen? In war? No. And then, of course, it goes to the act, the Presidential Records Act, that was written for Nixon, okay? And it was that you preserve all the presidential records, okay? And I don't believe that Trump had these in his linen closet, liquor closet, and public ballroom. And the pictures were all boxes stacked. Are we dumb enough to believe that? It's this kind of level of crazy is what I'm talking about. The Presidential Record Acts. And by the way, 33,000 emails from Hillary. We talked about this briefly when all this first broke. But the 33,000 emails, there were like a... They said they dialed it down to 130 emails or something that were in question. And you know what they said about it? She misunderstood that she wasn't supposed to use her regular email.
Yeah.
And they said it was just an investigation. That was it. But Trump, on the other hand, 33 documents, and they won't say what they are because they know they're not incriminating.
You know,
it's bizarre.
I just want to remind people of something. When you start voting for the children and grandchildren of politicians just because of their name,
mm-hmm.
remember that for over 300 years, the Ming Dynasty existed in China.
It's bad enough that we have presidents throughout America, throughout our history, that have been really tied in to the Brits, okay, and to the British royal families.
Yeah.
It's bad enough. But when you're saying to the public, this person gets the seat, and then everyone rushes to endorse, and then everybody thinks everyone else is voting for him, that's the game. You're being gamed.
Yeah.
We're being gamed with these trials. And I mean everyone's in on it. The whole kit and caboodle, okay? They're moving us to the right. This is why you haven't seen 5,000 candidates go up. We were told who the candidates were going to be a year and a half ago. Haven't you asked yourself why we don't have a whole plethora of candidates running like we did in 2016? No one's asking that question. Why isn't there any? Because we're being very, very gamed. We're moved to the right because if we're moved to the right, and a lot of people will be happy when I say that, but don't be happy because that means they're putting in something very drastic like digital currency and IDs because we'll be in a state of complacency. That's why. Anyway.
Yeah. On the other hand, why vote for somebody you know isn't going to win?
I mean, yeah. It's insane.
Because they told us they can't win, you know.
I don't even know if they could come up with another reason for a trial.
No.
They have flooded us with fatigue. Two reasons. Number one, they don't want to talk about the vaccinations and the death it's causing and the health problems and the rapid cancer. They won't talk about it. And number two, they won't talk about the looting of the country. Those are the two reasons that they keep our eyeballs on everything trial-wise, and every day it's something new with the trial, and every day it's some new outlandish, not just thing, outlandish thing with the trials. It's because it's trial fatigue. It's what it's all about. It's why they're doing it. Anyway, So even just what I, from what I said about the trials, and even the attorney, I'm sorry, everything just seems very, a little too coincidental, a little too weird. Be faithful, be fearless. Thanks, Uncle Milty. Uh-huh. And appreciate you guys tuning in for sure. See you tomorrow on the Friday show.